Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess, brought to you by AdventuresInMinistry.com. I am Wes Ayers here with the admirable Jesse Stepp. You look good, Roar Lions, my friend. You're getting ready for Kansas City. I was heartbroken to hear that you won't be able to go, but either way, you're excited and supporting your Lions today. How are you?
I'm great. I'm living in this alternate universe because for the past, we were trying to add it up how many years we've had season tickets to the UNA games, and it's right around 12 years.
Wow.
And in that 12 years, it seems like we've made the playoffs almost every year, and I know it's been almost every year, and we've had from Coach Hudspeth to Terry Bowden, and now back to Bobby Wallace. And he has led the team in his, his third year or fourth? I can't remember now. But back to the national championship game. And it has now been in Kansas City for the past 3 years.
Right.
And was actually here in Florence up to that point. And so it's one of those things where, as soon as they move it out of Florence, now
we get back in.
Get back in and now have to travel to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And, back in August, I had made out our fall and winter schedule, and I had put our Christmas party for the teens on Saturday of the national championship game, and learned my lesson, won't do that again. But I told them, there's not a good day to reschedule. I told them I'm committed to going ahead and staying here. Lori, my wife, and her parents are going to go on up and go to the game, and they'll have a great time, and I'll get to watch some of it. And we'll be listening and watching on my phone when we get out. We're having a progressive dinner, so I'll get to watch most of it at home before we have to leave for the dinner. But anyway, that's just – and then we host Youth Series the next day. So it really wasn't a good time to be up all night traveling 11 hours there and then going to a game and coming right back. So just overall, it wasn't a good weekend for me. But anyway, super excited. Roar Lions, and I hope they win it. We're playing Northwest Missouri State, who we lost to several years ago in the, I think it was a semifinal game. Might have been the quarterfinal, but I think it was a semifinal game we lost. We had to go up there and play. It was about 13 hours up there and 13 hours back. And
15 degrees outside.
It was about 10 to 15 degrees. The wind was blowing hard. We punted the ball. I remember once watching the ball. We punted, and the ball goes up, and it goes behind our team because the wind carried the ball so bad. It was probably a bad punt, too. But anyway, playing for it all this Saturday.
Yeah, that's impressive. We're going to party like it's 1995.
Nice.
So you didn't even know what to say. 1995 is the last time the Lions won the national championship.
Right.
So
that capped off a three-year run.
The three-peat. So hopefully they're in line to do that again. Well, they can't. They can't Division II because
That's the other thing.
They'll be in the D1.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's right. So we'll compete this year and next year in Division II, and then we'll be moving up. And not be able to compete again for postseason until 2022.
Yeah,
as part of that. So anyway,
either way, it's cool. It's a it's a fun time to be in the Florence area. Lots of good things happening. If you're an Alabama fan, lots of good things happening. Even if you're an Auburn fan, you got a shot to take down Bob Stoops, which is always a good thing. Anybody that can beat up Bob Stoops, I'm good with that.
That's not gonna happen, but whatever.
Listen, I hope it does.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I've got a lot of friends that are Auburn fans. I'm not a hater. I just
Kurt Aston, good friend of mine.
Yeah,
absolute Auburn hater.
Okay.
And this morning we were talking about my jacket, my Under Armour jacket that I've got on. He will not even put a piece of Under Armour clothing on simply because they sponsor Auburn.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that hardcore. Like he's got Bob Stoops on a pedestal right now. He has like a Bob Stoops bust in his bedroom. Yeah. I mean, he's pulling for the Sooners hard, but
hell, Bob, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
What is this? Where did that come from?
It's always been there, but it's just the lights coming in today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry, that was random. I had looks like powder all over my computer, but Wes says it's always there. So yeah. Anyway, that's why I feel like I'm in an alternate universe, because my two football teams in college are doing really well, have a chance to possibly, you know, win a national championship. And then the Titans, that's my NFL team, and they're 7-6. So
making some good strides.
Could make the playoffs. So anyway, let's go on. What's been going on with you over the past week or so?
You know, not much.
That has not always been like. It's getting more and more. Is it the sun coming in?
It's the sun, yeah, for sure.
Sorry.
Not much. You know, we've just kind of been hanging out. We had our Christmas party Sunday, and it was a lot of fun. We, you know, of course, we did Dirty Santa. We had a tacky Christmas sweater party, and it was a lot of fun. We ordered CC's Pizza and had the cinnamon rolls, you know, which is always – that's always a big hit. So we had a good time spending time together. Tonight we're going to Little Mexico for our team 314, and you know, just things like that happening and getting ready. I was here with you yesterday. We had original plans to try to do the podcast yesterday, but some things going on here that we decided were, you know, of a pressing matter, so we went ahead and took care of those, and I was fortunate to be able to help you out with that. And the auditorium's looking nice. Killen's doing some renovations. I know Jess has talked about that a little bit, and he's doing a great job making adjustments for Area U Series, which is coming up Sunday. And the Killen family just really, I mean, they're super supportive. You're really blessed to be in a good place. And
no doubt.
Talking with one of his elders yesterday, just really impressed with the way that they're moving forward with this and not letting the renovations hamper what is a great thing for our area. And I think that's just phenomenal. But for me personally, not a whole lot going on. You know, Chapel and the boys are about to get out of school for Christmas break, so that's exciting. I'll get to spend some time with them and just be able to enjoy some family time. And that's the most important thing for me, and spending that time with them. So today we thought we'd take a little bit of a different approach. We kind of wanted to recap the year. Just kind of everything that's happened with us in our ministries, maybe some personal things, some personal accomplishments or goals that we might have hit. And, people have told us that, they want to hear those kinds of things. And we want to hear those things from you, some things that have been good in your ministry, some things that have been successful, and some things that maybe you don't want to ever try again. we want to hear those things, a year-end review kind of thing. So, of course, at the end of it, Jess will give you all the information, and we want to hear from you on things that have worked and things that didn't work, things you'll do next year, things you want, and like things like that. And then we're going to close out. We've had a lot of people asking us, you know, how did this thing start? How did the Ministry Zoo start? And then, you know, what kind of equipment do you use, and what kind of setup do you have? And we want to share that with you. You know, nothing that we have here is sponsored. You know, nothing we have here is something that you don't have access to. So, if you're looking to start a podcast, we want to give you all the information that we have, and hopes that you can use those things too, and those tools that are out there. There are plenty of things to use. We actually learned of something yesterday while we were out at Sound Shop. The guy that was working there, he gave us some information on some programming software that could maybe enhance some things, and Jess will be purchasing that later. And
probably not going to happen.
So, but you know, we want to share those things with you and kind of what we use and what's been good for us. But we want to discuss this year in review, some things that we've done. So Jess, give us some of the highlights of 2016 for Jess and for Killen and the ESTEP family, just on the general term.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to do this because there are so many things that we do through the year, and not really enough time to go over all of them. But, you know, I think some of the highlights, obviously, with the youth group were Evangelism University. That's always, you know, one of the great things I feel like we go to. And it's in Savannah, Tennessee, in middle of January. Just the whole weekend, our group loves it. And so I'd say that's just because chronologically it comes first in order.
Sure.
So I would say if you're not going to Evangelism University, if you're close enough to go, I would definitely check into that. It's evangelismuniversity.net. You can find information. Trying to get in this year is going to be tough at this point because registration closes fairly soon, if not this week.
Yeah.
And so it might be something that you take a few kids to maybe on the Saturday. I think we actually are planning on doing that because we have so many things going on that weekend. We're planning on going up probably on just Saturday this year, but yeah. but usually we stay all weekend. And so check that out. Evangelismuniversity.net is a great event.
When you're talking about EU, is that one of those things that you sleep on the campus? Because it's at Hardin County High School, right?
Right.
So do you sleep on the campus, or do you sleep in homes, or do you sleep in hotels?
They've got a couple of different options. Sleeping on the campus is not one of the options, gotcha. But you do have an option to stay in the home of some of the members, mm-hmm. and they've actually recruited through the years members from other churches and Christians from the surrounding area. So mm-hmm. If you let them know ahead of time, they have a cutoff date for that, how many you have, they will they'll take care of your arrangements for you. Or there are a few hotels there in Savannah, not very many. But there are some, and you can stay in Savannah in a hotel. That's gotcha. What we do. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've done different things. We tried at Atlas. We tried staying with families, and it just got to be hit or miss as far as if they were going to get there on time. You know, I'm trying to be gentle about it, but some of them would get there early. They'd have because they would pick the kids up and take them and whatnot, and they had the schedule. Sometimes they'd be really late, like 20, 30 minutes late. I'd see I'd see a group of my kids come in, and they'd be trying to find us and trying to find a seat. So we decided to start staying at a hotel. When we came to Killen, we had actually one of our members who was preaching not far from Savannah, and they had a preacher's house. And mm-hmm. so it had a basement and upstairs, and so we would stay there because they didn't live there. But it was furnished enough, and so we would take some air mattresses and stay in that house until we kind of got to the same point. It was a little bit of a drive, so it wasn't super close, and it just I talked to the elders, and so now we stay at a hotel. So you can do – there's a couple of options there. So
awesome.
So I'd say EU. Another highlight for us is our Gulf Shores Beach Retreat.
Oh, yeah.
We call it the KYM Gulf Coast Retreat. And we do that in February, and we really loved that. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's one of the things John Medley, who's following on Facebook Live, said that was probably his second favorite thing that we did this year. We just go down, we stay at the Gulf Shores Beach Retreat, and they've got great facilities. It's right across the street from the ocean, from the coast, obviously the food is great down there. We go to a couple of different restaurants while we're down there and cook some of the food while we're down there. This past year, we had Ray Reynolds do our lessons for us. 2017, I'm announcing right now, so if you're in the youth group right now, Travis Harmon is going to go down with us, and he's going to have all our lessons. Ray's not available this year, and Travis was, you know, just automatic, you know, popped in our head. Travis could go and do an excellent job, and so looking forward to that. You know, I would say outside of those couple of things, Titus Camp, John Medley mentioned Titus Camp was his number one favorite thing. Ray Reynolds, I just mentioned, he's the director of that camp. Mm-hmm. It's at Heritage Christian University. Mm-hmm. So search for that. You can find that through the Gulf Shores Church of Christ website or Google Titus Camp, find out some information. It's a week-long preacher-teacher training camp. But it's much more than that. We do a lot of things, and the evenings, activities, fun things, and usually have an outing during the week. And then the following Sunday, it's Sunday to Sunday, and the following Sunday, we send each group to a different congregation, and they teach class.
It's really cool.
And preach lessons, and the girls that come to the camp, they get to teach a ladies' Bible class, and mm-hmm. It's been a blessing for, I think, the past 12 years it's been going on. And if you don't know that much about Titus Camp, look for it. It's definitely one of the highlights. Of course, we love VBS. We did a Michigan mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
That was our second trip up to Michigan, to the Harbor Springs and Rogers City area, northern Michigan, before you get to the UP. And we really enjoyed that. And so those are some of the things that you know, just kind of recapping a little bit of what we've done. We've had some great moments here that were not big trips, movie nights and things like that, where we're just together having a good time. And those to me are, you know, some of the most memorable times. And so I'm looking forward to the Christmas break. While they're out of school, we're going to plan a couple of things where we can just be together here and just focus on spending some time together. So what about you? What have you enjoyed kind of the most this year?
Well, you know, youth ministry is just so slow-paced. We just had all kinds of open time to do all kinds of different things. Those are all lies, you know, but I do have to say that Colin Little has joined us. And hey, Colin, we appreciate you very much. He has a program called Fusion, and he's asked a couple of us to kind of do some short little video segments for the promotion of that. And
I have failed to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You should. It was fun. I hope you got mine. By the way, if you didn't, let me know and I can send it to you when I get home this afternoon. I sent you mine a couple of weeks ago. Well, actually, I think back in October is when he needed it. So I hope he got mine. But Colin does an event called Fusion, Further Understanding Scripture in Our Nation, which is super easy for me to say. And it gets great reviews, and we appreciate him for putting that together. But youth ministry just moves in so many different directions so frequently. And, so we started, we did our first retreat ever at Shiloh this year. And it was huge for us. It was a big building experience. Those who went, I think, really benefited from it, really were able to grow spiritually. And, of course, we grew some relationships there that were just phenomenal, you know, just things that when we look back on it, exactly how important those were to the building of our group during that stage, because you're coming off of CYC, which we go to CYC in February, and we're making plans to do that again. And we're making plans to go to Gulf this time. So next year's year in recap, we'll have new things for all of us, for both of us. But, so after CYC and the kids are coming off of that, and they need a little boost before the entire summer starts kicking in. And so we took that retreat, and you were a part of that, and Jordan Abrams, our good friend over at Tuscumbia, was a part of that. And
You're a good friend.
Yeah,
don't say me.
Well, okay, Jordan Abrams, my good friend.
I'm kidding. Jordan's great.
I will take him. I don't mind taking him at all. What's funny about that? Well, it's not funny. It's amazing. I still have kids who come up to me and they will make reference to your band picture, and they'll make reference to some of the stories that Jordan shared with us while we were on the retreat. So you know that had some impact, and it's still carries over to December, you know, and so that's just phenomenal to watch. We went on our first mission trip ever. You know, we went out to Hartsville, South Carolina. Super, super out of the element for a lot of those people, a lot of the people in our group, myself included. I had three or four that had said they had never been and knocked a door. Mm-hmm. You know, and giving out flyers for that kind of thing. So it's tough to take on new adventures like that, especially with the factor of the unknown, of not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And you lay plans out, and sometimes those plans get adjusted, or sometimes those plans just don't work, period. Mm-hmm. It's just a learning experience. So to be able to do that and be involved with that was a lot of fun.
That is really cool. I mean, y'all have really, started some great things. You know, it's a year of firsts for you guys.
Yeah,
you know, in a lot of ways.
It was just very humbling to be a part of that, you know. And so that sets up going forward things that we know we can do, and mm-hmm. things that we feel confident in doing, and being able to move and just do things that are good and fruitful for the kingdom. So to be involved with that was just a lot of fun, and to see the young people grow. Now, you know, the mission trip was great, and our retreat was great, but to see how those people who were involved with those things just grew, and they grew together, and they grew closer to God, it's just amazing. I mean, yeah. it's just a super, super neat experience. Of course, we had some kids go to Maywood, and Maywood is a is a plug for, you know, it's just a fixture for this area. And we have so many who are involved with that in our area that just love it. And, you know, I wasn't able to go this year, but I hope to be able to go next summer and be involved with that again. But so you know, we had camps, mission trips, retreats, you know, and of course all the monthly things that we just, you know, every month is Shoals Area Youth Series, and then during the summer it's every week.
Right.
And every month we have Exalt. Well, then during the summer that turns into Songs of Summer, which is every Sunday.
Yep.
So, you know, we just have these things that are going and running wide open the entire summer. And then, you know, those translate into monthly events throughout the rest of the year. So, you know, it's just super, super busy. And then, of course, at Shiloh, when we're talking about the church in a whole, you know, we've added a few families this year. Our numbers are up, and, you know, to God be the glory for that. And, you know, that just comes from a congregational effort of people getting together and pushing and helping and encouraging. And when things like that are happening, it's encouraging for the church. I read a book recently, and the book is called Why the Church Will Die. And it's talking about the lack of involvement from its members, you know, basically just saying, that's not my job, you know. Yeah. And so every chapter kind of revolves around that idea of, you know, the church is phasing out because people are just expecting other people to serve them, and there's no service going out. It's all self-serving, and what can you do for me?
People have become apathetic and indifferent towards indifferent towards evangelism and really what our mission really is.
Yeah.
We've become, you know, central focused on ourselves, and and it's unfortunate. So it's great to see and hear about churches that are growing, that are prospering. You know, like you, we've had baptisms where we've added people through baptisms. We'd we've had families move to the area, families just decide to you know, become part of the family here at Killen, and experience, you know, growth in those areas too. You mentioned the building project that we've had going. Y'all had a pretty big one over the past couple of years, and I know others have too. And so it was just time for us to do some renovating in the auditorium specifically, and all that's going really well. And so it does. It just feels good to end the year knowing, hey, we're kind of ending on a high note. You're ending this year looking back at 2016 and seeing, you know, we've started mission trips, we've started retreats, you know, you've started a podcast, you know, and a lot of exciting things happening. And and it's good to hear. It's good to hear those things.
Yeah, and it's encouraging to know that the church is still thriving.
Right.
But the church is not dead by any means. You know, and God gets glorified all the way around because the church is growing. I mean, and it's about the work that we're putting in, and that people are putting in, not us. I hope that's not how that came across. The work that Christians are putting in to serve others and to serve God, it just, the church is growing, and it's just such a humbling experience to be a part of that. You see young people growing up, and they're, you know, they're more dedicated to God than they've ever been, and it's exciting to see young people focusing their energy on furthering the kingdom and not, you know, serving theirself. And you know, the young people of this generation, and we get to see it often, and youth ministers get to see it often, it's just so impressive to watch the transformation that young people make. And so when I think back about our young people from January to December, and there's a couple that really stick out that have grown spiritually, some that have really stayed the course through some obstacles, you know, personal trials or family trials or whatever the case might be, who have really just plugged in and have really stayed and have really been strong and have really continued to work. Those are the kinds of things that are encouraging and that are exciting and that are looking for the future of the church to be super strong. And that's just... it's exciting for me. I really get excited about thinking about stuff like that. So, so that's kind of a year end review for us. There's a ton of stuff that we missed. There's a ton of stuff.
Definitely. That's, you know, definitely not the comprehensive list. That's the paraphrase short version.
If we discussed everything that we did all year, just like you, if you're listening or watching, if we talked about every little thing that we did, I don't think iTunes would come back and be like, look, this is just stupid. It's like a 6-hour show. We're not, nobody's going to listen to that.
No, you need to do something different with this.
And also I got to say this, and I debated on whether or not to say it. You know, I'm in school, which is weird to say at 30 that, you know, I'm in school, and lots of people who listen to the show or have anything to do with that have really prayed for me and have encouraged me through that. And that's just super. I mean, you know, it's so refreshing to hear people say, hey, you know, we're praying for you and we're thinking about you. And I know you get that too from your church family and your family. And, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for the prayers for that, for our families, for our show. It's because of you that things like this get to happen. And, you know, we just hope that you've been able to take something from it, and we hope that God has been glorified through it. And it's just been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to things moving forward. So we're excited about that. It's been a good year for the zoo.
Boy, we've ended on some really exciting, you know, news with being added to Adventures in Ministry. That's a blessing already, something that we, you know, talked about for a good while after talking to Paul Sperling. And, you know, I guess we'll eventually stop mentioning that at some point, but it's still just exciting to us and still sort of new for us. And so to end on our year on that note has been kind of exciting. And let me also say, Wes, I don't think you ought to apologize or make exceptions or think it's weird to be. Now, it might be weird if you said you're, you know, in high school at 30. That might be a little bit strange, but I don't think there's anything odd about extending your education as an adult, especially to be enrolled in a Christian university to learn more about God's Word and increase in His knowledge. Yeah. And so don't make excuses for that or anything like that. I think it's awesome, and we do pray for you, and can't wait to, you know, for you to be, you know, done with that, because that'll be, I know, a good chapter of your life that you'll be glad to, you know, to have completed. And so, so congrats on doing that. And
thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Very, very close. I got to say this before we move on. A good friend of mine from high school that I went to high school with, his name's Derek Brown. He's tuning in with us. And I appreciate you, Derek. Thank you for your comment. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. I don't take comments like that for granted. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. So to close out, we just kind of wanted to Jess and I have got a lot of questions throughout. You know, we started this thing in March, which is crazy to say. It feels like it just was a couple of months ago that we started, but it was back in March. And so we've been moving forward with this, and we learn stuff every day. I mean, you know, we learn when we sit down together, and just like yesterday at Sound Shop when we were together, you know, we learned something new there about some new software that we could use that could maybe enhance our sound equipment or things like that. And like I said, Jess is going to purchase that for us on his own personal debit card. Regions Bank is going to love that.
They will, because I don't bank with Regions.
Who banks with Regions that I know then?
I don't know. I don't try to memorize who all my friends bank with. So
is it you? Okay. All right.
We have somebody in studio with us.
Yeah, we're live today. Not only on Facebook, we have a live studio audience today too. Bank Independent. That's you.
There you go.
That's you. I'm First Metro. There you go. In your face.
So if anybody needed to know what banks we use, there you go. Well, I mean, you're one step closer to stealing our identities.
We're all chip cards. You can't steal it. We all pay. Yeah. We all do Apple Pay, right? Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that I've had to have like 3 new debit cards in the past 2 years. But
we're also moving all of our bank accounts at the end of the day. but anyway, we've all had conversations with people, and we're very blessed that people ask us these questions. But and we love talking about it. You know, when people come and ask me about the Ministry Zoo, I get excited, because this is one of my favorite things to do. I love sitting here with you, one of my closest friends, and being involved with this and being a part of it is just such a privilege and an honor. But people ask us from time to time, what do you use? Like we said at the beginning, this, you know, nothing that we own is privy to us. It, you know, you can go and purchase anything that we have here, just not us, and you can't have our banner. Well, but other than that, Well, yeah, I mean, we're up for hire. We take contracts.
At certain calls.
But, you know, nonetheless, we enjoy doing this, and we have some great stuff. And we love our material with our products and stuff that we use. So Jess has put all this together. When Jess came to me in March to ask me if I would be interested in this, you know, I've shared this story before. He texted me and said, "Hey, thinking about doing something." And so he explained it to me, and he said, "Take some time to think about it. Let me know what you think." And I think I took less than 2 minutes to come back and say.
It was not very long.
I come back, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. I'd love to do it. Love to be a part of it. And, you know, you're always looking for ways to do things that you enjoy. And I enjoy doing this a lot. But you also look for ways to do things with people that you love and that you enjoy being around, and I certainly love and enjoy being around Jess. But I also knew that if Jess was involved, it would be top notch. There wouldn't be any opportunities for me to be lackadaisical in my planning for it, or you know, because Jess, one of the great things that Jess does with personal relationships, with his youth ministry, he has a great way of, and it's not an intimidating, and it's not anything like that, but he has a great way to push you to be better. And so because of this, I've been able to be you know, a little more prepared. I find myself taking things from what we've talked about and applying it to not only my personal life but to my ministry. And so that's huge to be a part of this. But Jess has a comprehensive list of the things that we use. And he's going to explain that to you, because if I took the time to explain it to you, I would fumble all over it. I don't have a clue what we're using. All I know is for the last, since March, I walk in, it's ready to go, and I sit down, and this voice just starts coming over this system. And it's it's amazing, and I love it. But I'm going to give Jess the opportunity to kind of tell you how we started, what we started with, compared to what we have now. So,
yeah.
Jess, it's yours.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I guess if we're going to go, you know, kind of start in order of how to go about getting started, and look, I'll say this, we're not experts, okay?
You may not be.
Yeah, well, Wes is the expert.
At sitting down and talking, I am, yeah.
but we do, you know, but we do have a podcast, and people have asked.
True.
And so here's kind of the process that I would suggest starting with and going through, and then I'll tell you what we use. And you certainly don't have to use the equipment we do, but it's just a suggestion because it's what we use. So the first thing you really want to think about is what kind of format do you want to do with your podcast? Do you want it to be just you? You know, is it, yeah, I mean, yeah. Do you want to do just a show that's from you and your knowledge and whatnot, or do you want to have a partner, or do you want to have two partners? You know, how many people, and you need to figure out if I have more than one, is it going to be too much? Is it really going to be too busy and whatnot? So really, you know, think about what format you want to do your podcast in. Do you want to just do it alone or more people? And then I would say, think about your content. You know, what is it that you want to talk about? Do you want to do Bible lessons? You know, do you want to just, you know, talk about, you know, maybe some things from your Bible class? Do you want to have it set up where it's, you know, also do you want to do this for just a broad range of people? Do you want it to be mostly for teenagers, mostly for youth ministers, mostly for, you know, family or just random? So think about your format, think about your content. We decided that just a broad range of ministry topics would be best, because that gives us, you know, more ideas for shows, and we can go anywhere we want to with it. If we want to do a lesson like we've done some in the past, or if we want to have a guest come on and talk about something that they have more expertise in, then we do that. So that was kind of our thinking. Then I would say, your equipment is probably the next step.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, purchase some equipment, and look, you can purchase from, you know, the cheapest of the cheap to pretty expensive equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you know, yes, you can get free software online, which actually that's what we did.
Yeah.
For the you know, for the input, for the editing software, we went with Audacity. Because it's fairly simple, but there's several things you can do with it. So you can do free software online, or you can purchase, you know, like that's the joke that Wes has been talking about. There's some stuff the guy talked to us about at the store yesterday that is pretty expensive. And you can do that, and it has sound effects and all these, you know, different things you can do with it.
Yeah, I think he was saying he made like a movie trailer on his a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
so
that's what he was pretty, that's what he pretty was cool saying. Stuff. Don't really think we need to do that, you know, with ours right. at this yeah. time. Yeah. So, you know, we could do that. We could go purchase that. I would say, you know, talking about from the expensive to, you know, the cheap, you can go get, you know, at Walmart, you can go get a microphone that, you know, plugs into your mic port, and you can use that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I guess that would be fine. I don't know how it would sound. You know, that would be my only question. Or you can go buy the very expensive microphone. You could go with the USB microphones like the Blue Yeti. Isn't that what they're called? Something like, I just said that off the top of my head. I think that's what they're called, is Blue Yeti.
I think
Yeti.
That's a cooler.
I know it's a cooler, but I also think it's a microphone. And so you can purchase one of those, you know, $150, $300, even more expensive than that. You can go, you know, really high-end USB microphones, and they'll go right into your computer and go right into the software.
Mm-hmm.
What we did as far as microphones, because I already had some, and I already had right. cables. I was in a band, and we had some material, some equipment left over that I had just collected through the years. So what we decided to do was buy a mixer that was about the price of one of those really nice USB microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way we have up to four channels that we can come in. If we want to have a guest, we can. And I had some Shure brand SM58 microphones that we started with. We ended up going to Behringer XM8500 microphone.
Mm-hmm.
They are cheaper. They're about $25, depending on where you get them from. But to me, the pickup, it's a little hotter and a little clearer, a little more crisp than the SM58. The SM58 is a little bit more mellow. Mm-hmm. And so it's just whatever you want that sound to be, you know, you check out some different microphones, look at some reviews. And so the mixer that we have is a USB mixer. It's the Behringer Xenix 1204 USB. They do have a 1202 that has just two inputs. So if you don't have, you don't need four inputs, then the lesser expensive model would be the 1202. And you could just have the two inputs. And I'm not sure what that runs, but that's the mixer. That's the microphone. We use Audacity, like I said. For our intro and our exit music, we actually used a YouTube, what do you call that, subscriber YouTube account, and it's just called Audio Library. They do a lot of free, no copyright music, and you can download that into a WAV file or some type of audio file.
Yeah.
And so we picked out some that we thought, you know, were kind of catchy that we really liked. And so that's what we use. When you get your material or your equipment and you've kind of got your format and some content, maybe some lessons planned out, some shows planned out, then what you might want to do is start looking at servers or services that that will provide a podcast service. We use Podomatic.
We do.
We really like Podomatic. It's free. It does what we want to do. It gives you an RSS feed so that you can send that and submit that to iTunes and Google Play Music. So you can get your podcast out there on some podcast apps. Another one that I know of is TalkShoe. I think that's the John and Paul show. That's what they use. And so there are probably some others. Those are some free options. And so you want to look at that, do some research, and figure out what service works the most or the best for you. We had some mic stands, some boom stands that we were using at first, and they became heavy and lunky. And so I actually took a hacksaw to them and cut them down and made smaller boom stands that will sit on a table.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday we just kind of just like an epiphany hit.
Yeah, we just
and took the boom part off, and it actually makes
some tabletops.
Just a tabletop, you know, straight stand, and it works a lot better. We got these foam covers for the mics and got rid of the round, big round pop filters. And so It's a little more less low profile.
Yeah.
In our face, and so it gives us a little more room. So
I really wanted red, but since this is Jess is the CEO, he declined that option.
I didn't decline it. You ended up saying it looked like Ronald McDonald because they had a red and a yellow, and I thought it would match our sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, right. "Well, that looks like Ronald McDonald,"
and it did.
Yeah,
you got to be real with me.
And
it kind of looked like
so. Anyway, so we got four black ones because we have, you know, if we have guests, it'll all match. So anyway, that's where we are now.
Yeah.
And so now we're doing Facebook Live. Again, we have different venues that we go through. We're blessed to be part of Adventures in Ministry and for blessed to have so many people that have tuned in and listened to our episodes. With Podomatic, you can pay a little bit and go pro. It's not very expensive. I think it's like $10 a month.
Yeah.
And you can actually look at week by week. You can look at how many downloads you've had, how many plays you've had, how many listeners are out there. And so you can actually look and see where they're from. And so that's kind of neat. I don't look at it as much anymore as I used to at first. Yeah. You know, I look at it every few weeks. I'll check it out and just see. And, you know, by the numbers, it looks like there are several people that tune in. We've had some emails from people that from all over the place. And we're glad that you tune in. And we look for 2017 to be just even more exciting. You know, to try to put together some really excellent shows for you, to have more guests. And we want your input, so please let us know what you'd like to hear about and what you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, like Jess said, it's unreal where this thing, where, you know, we just kind of sit down one day and decided we would do it. Then we came in and we kind of recorded like a trial episode just to kind of see where we would be and how we sounded. And we definitely determined that we have faces for radio.
Then we decided to do Facebook Live.
But when we started, we had pop filters, which meant you could only see my eyes. So
we
wasn't
do this.
Yeah.
Put a piece of paper over our face.
Cover it up. But it's just been a lot of fun. And you were going to say something else. Sorry.
Well, I was gonna mention one more thing that has been a really cool tool, a piece of equipment that we use. So we were trying to figure out, because we obviously have headphones on, and you can, it just helps to cut out some ambient noise and you can hear what's being truly fed into the feed. And so we were trying to figure out, how can we both listen, and if we have more than two people, how can we, because if you start daisy chaining microphones, you're going to burn your mixer out.
Yeah.
And so I ordered it's another Behringer product. It's a Behringer micro amp, and it's HA400, and that's the model. It's the HA400 Behringer micro amp. And what that does is it has four inputs for microphones, and it has, it's powered, so you plug it up.
Yeah.
And it has its own volume control for each separate set of headphones.
Right.
So you can, if you don't like that much sound in your ear, you can turn it down. I like quite a bit, so I always turn mine up a little higher than Wes does. But each, you know, up to four people can listen to, and then it just goes right into your mixer. And so that way it's not draining power from your mixer. It's got its own. And so anyway, that was sort of the latest piece of equipment that we added, and it's been a pretty cool thing to have. Didn't really set us back too much either. Yeah. So
The Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess, brought to you by AdventuresInMinistry.com and Behringer Products. it's basically what we're telling you
today.
I'm going
to have to get on the phone with those guys.
So, if you purchase anything, we expect a 10% cut. But anyway, we'll never get that.
No.
2016, it's been a lot of fun.
Sure has.
Like we said, we're going to take the rest of the year through the new year and just kind of take a break and spend some time with our families and lots of things going on with our ministries as well. And we just want to tell you that we love you and we appreciate you so much. And we thank you for being a part of this with us. It's been such a cool ride so far, and I'm looking forward to what this has in store for the future. And just always looking for ways to enhance our show, to make our show better, and we need that information from you. So Jess has all that information, and he's going to share it with you.
That's right. So as usual, we'll talk about where you can get in touch with us and how. So we're on Facebook at facebook.com/ministryzoo, and you can find us live now on Facebook. Usually going to go through my personal account and do that, and then share that on our Facebook page. So be checking in there. You can find us on Twitter at ministryzoo. Hook up with us there and let us know what you're thinking on Twitter. And you can email us, which is the best way to get us. We both have the accounts linked to our phones, and so when somebody emails us, we both get it. And so that account name, that email address is ministryzoo@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Podomatic. They have an app, and you can search for ministryzoo, and you can subscribe to us there, or iTunes or Google Play Music, the iTunes podcast app, obviously, and then Google Play Music. You can find us there. And now at adventuresinministry.com, we have our own page there, and you can listen through that page, or it'll send you to our Podomatic page. And so please, please, please help get the word out on Facebook.
Yeah.
I kind of started a campaign to try to get 200 likes on the Ministry Zoo page by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help.
Yep.
So please, not only if you haven't liked that page, go to our Ministry Zoo Facebook page and like that page. And if you would, please share it and tell people about the podcast. We would like to have 200 likes on our page by the end of the year. Yep. We're at, I think, around 114. And so we're getting closer, but it's going to take some work to get to 200. But we can do it.
We can do it.
We believe in you.
For sure.
So we appreciate you listening in and getting in touch with us through all these different venues.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Happy holidays. We hope nothing but the best for you as your year comes to an end and the new one starts to come up. And if the good Lord wills, we'll be with you in 2017. So, Jess, I appreciate you. Happy holidays to you and your family. I know that you and I will be in touch personally in between now and then, but nonetheless, been a great turn since March, and looking forward to the future. And we'll see you guys next time. Go Lions, roll Tide.
Absolutely.
All right, see you guys.